Explore Vladimir Putin's formative years in the new Odyssey original podcast, About a Boy, the story of Vladimir Putin. Join host Julia Yaffe, Puck founding partner and Washington correspondent, as she explores why Putin's childhood is critical to understanding the Russian president and the brutal social code by which he lives, and how that biography can help inform what he might do next in the war against Ukraine. Listen and follow About a Boy, the story of Vladimir Putin, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. A global movement to empower girls got its start in St. Louis. Sierra Price, principal of Marion Middle School, joins us on the Quiver River Electric guest line to tell us more about Lean In Girls. Good morning.
Good morning.
So apparently this all started from a leadership program that you originated, and I'm really curious what you were seeing among the girls in your school that you felt there was a need for this.
Sure. So our school is, Marion Middle School has always been quite responsive to what our girls' needs are and making sure that we're building them up to be whole and sustainable women in a tough world. And so one of those opportunities came in 2018 when we were approached by a group of volunteers who had come into the Lean In curriculum and decided to launch this at Marion. And so really what we continue to do and wanted to do in this partnership is to uplift the voice of our girls and let them know how capable they are and what change makers we see them to be.
Give us an example of maybe one or two of the activities that you might do with girls this age to help build those leadership skills.
Sure. So in the curriculum, there is an activity called Redefining Leadership, and this the program and the activity has the students and exploring what it means to redefine the concept of leadership and what it means to be a leader, emphasizing that everyone has the potential to lead and that looks very different amongst the gifts of the individuals, which really aligns with the mission of our school, which is to foster all of the gifts that the girls innately possess.
How do you teach a young woman to speak up for themselves in a productive way?
Absolutely. That's a great question. So here at Marion, when our students request a voice, we give them that space. And then we also give them very clear feedback and coaching one-on-one. That happens through our discipline model, and that happens through all of our leadership opportunities. So they lead our assemblies, they lead our chapel services, they lead a lot of different things for us, and then they also have principal meetings with me in which they advocate for what they want as a class and who they are, and they set goals and they assess where they are along the track for that. So it really gives us an opportunity to keep reinforcing what are the good practices as a leader that all people in leadership should employ.
So they have that space there. But what happens when they're out in other settings where they may not be given that space?
That's a great question. The unique thing about our Marion Middle School model is it is a 12-year journey. And so when they graduate from us, we still follow them into high school. We closely watch and make sure that they are feeling empowered and support them in the other settings that they've chosen to go into. Most of them matriculate to private high schools. And we have a counseling department, which is our graduate support team, who checks in with them and helps continue to hone in on the things that they learned at middle school, at the middle school level, and fill in the gaps for where they are or the spaces that they're in to continue on those supports and that coaching that we gave them here.
One of the things I think that we often hear is there's kind of a fine line for girls and even for women where we walk between being confident and being called bossy.
That is definitely a struggle because in middle school, there's a lot of developmental issues or changes or things, you know, that arise just from being a natural middle schooler. And particularly when you're a woman or a young girl in this space and your voice is labeled in such a negative way, it becomes really hard to continue to speak up. And being at an all-girls setting, we don't see that as much around our school specifically or in our day to day because we have the ability to uplift them. So when they are out, by the time they leave our school, it's a true gift to see that they have this foundation that's so strong that they understand that that is not the case. And that is just a label that is a reflection of someone else's own insecurities, about how driven and how purposeful and confident they are.
I'm speaking with Sierra Price, principal of Marion Middle School. I noticed in looking at some of the information from Lean In Girls, it talks about the sessions being intended to create a brave space instead of a safe space, or being different than a safe space. Explain that.
A safe space gives the implication that there's no challenge. And what we really do at Marion Middle School is equip girls with the tools to do hard things. And when you step into a brave space, that means it's okay to fall. It means it's okay to get scratched up, but it's not okay to quit or to walk away from or to not ruffle feathers. And we know in order to make positive change, to make any change, things have to get quite uncomfortable. And so the tools that we have in those brave spaces, especially as cultivated in these lean-in classes, helps us reflect the situations and the emotions that they will be feeling once they leave middle school and have to deal with as adults. And so it's really a shift in the narrative and the perspective and aligning it a little more to the adult reality that they will experience.
You mentioned tracking girls or following them through their educational careers. From those first girls that were part of this to now, what do you see out of those young women now?
My favorite stories are always when they question situations that they are in. We have supported many girls where they have questioned why something is the way it is and reached out to us for support in gaining understanding, but also in making change in a way that they can be successful. And I don't think that could have been at all possible if we had not started here at that middle school level and helped them gain that sense of self and that that advocacy that really is necessary to speak up, and then to back it up with the support and have staff members with longevity here who have been a part of our school model and have that relationship and that trust with them and can support them as well going forward and in those tough situations. So it's really been the thing that I've seen the most. I don't know very many middle schools where we have a strong alma mater almost as though we were a high school, and that's truly a gift and one of the fruits of that.
Sierra, thank you so much. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
That is Sierra Price, principal of Marion Middle School, joining us this morning to tell us more about Lean In Girls.